Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Football at 4. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Yates. While the Broncos are still searching for a head coach, interim head coach Jerry Rosberg has been let go and will not be part of the coaching staff going forward. Whoa. Oh, wow. What happened to General Jerry Lee Rosberg? What? Wait. Didn't Mace just write an article about... No. Field Yates, NFL, reputable NFL muggle. Rosberg's been let go and will not be part of the staff.
Yeah, they must have heard us talking. They were like, get that nonsense out of here. Don't be filling the... Making the people think we're going to... What is it, junk it for Jerry?
Junk it for Jerry.
Wreck it for Rosberg.
Wreck it with Rosberg. So, I'm listening to Evans today. Mike Evans and Evans Stink. And Stink just said a really cool text about Tom Brady. I don't think he would mind if I read it. He said, you know, about Tom Brady and his whole...
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it.
And Mark writes, dude, that's exactly who Brady is in production meetings, swearing like a sailor. That's why I say he's going to play again. It's the only place he can really be a dude in the NFL. He loves talking and mixing it up. I flip him all kinds of stuff in our production meetings, and he goes right back after me. It's hilarious. That's who he is. He's the guy you want to have a beer with. He's the guy that you're having some fun with. I'm sure Peyton's like that, too.
Yeah, Peyton's
the same way. I mean, you got to hang in there. Those are guys I love hanging out with. They're fun.
Exactly.
You know, it's a good time.
Guy's guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
You think you want to go have a beer with Russell Wilson?
No, because I'm going to get a TED Talk.
Shouldn't drink alcohol because...
I don't need a TED Talk.
It's poison for your body.
You know, it's just like...
My body's a temple.
It's like, I don't need those roll-your-eyes moments when you're just chilling with the guys. Can you just hang out with the dudes and be a dude?
Like, I don't know if I'm going to have another one of these tequilas. I might have a hangover. I don't get hangovers.
Right.
Like, okay.
Right.
Okay, Ross.
Did you drink the right amount of water to go with that tequila? I don't know. Did I? I don't know. I wasn't counting. Maybe not. Can I leave now?
You need two waters for every one of those.
Yeah. Man. Hey, fellas.
Stay hydrated in this altitude.
I brought us two pitchers of water so we can stay properly hydrated while we do the shot.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, make sure you want. No, I'm not going to have any.
How about two pitchers of margaritas?
I got to do some wind sprints out in the hallway real quick, but I'll be right back. I got you. I'm the designated driver. Well, actually, I'm paying somebody to be the designated driver.
Oh, no. He's got the assault vehicle.
I got you. Yeah, with the snorkel.
Just in case there's a flood.
Wow, that was just a tangent on bashing on Russ. KJ, look at KJ looking disapprovingly at us. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, but I stick up for him a lot, so I can.
Yeah, but that wasn't cool, though, right?
KJ didn't like it.
Oh, KJ's not even talking to us. He's shaking his head.
Mad.
Are you mad? Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm just listening to you guys go on and on
all
and on.
All right.
No. It's
I can
fine
tell.
Because guess
I can
what?
Tell.
He'll be back here next year.
Oh,
he'll be back here next year. So,
he's
you guys,
coming.
You guys got all offseason to have fun. He'll be back.
And then we have a whole nother.
On the text line, I'm having a White Claw with Russ right now. I doubt it.
No claws with the, or no laws with the claws, right? No claws with the laws, dummy.
So Mike Evans, when he's saying, D-Mac, his quarterback strategies are dizzying. Like, yeah, they're really complicated. Draft a great quarterback early in the first round. I know. That's a woof.
Draft Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Not Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, I know. It's how do you keep track with all my crazy quarterback theories? Draft Joe Burrow.
Hire Shanahan.
So they're claiming that my quarterback strategies are dizzying. They're not. Then they're saying I wanted to hire Jerry Rosberg after saying what a joke it was because we're running a promo where we're laughing at the idea. Yeah, we were laughing at the idea because it was ridiculous.
Yeah, we were just making things up because there's they have given us nothing to talk about.
And Mike
Mike
doesn't mention that I'm only considering Rosberg to wreck it with Rosberg. Junk it with Jerry. Mike conveniently leaves out the details that the reason we were Ford is to bottom out.
I wish his name was Terry and not Jerry, so you could say tank it with Terry.
That'd be easier. But now, and this is what... It's getting a little embarrassing for Rosberg, and now the Broncos are putting it out there that they don't want anything to do with them. They're not... That's how that went over.
Yeah. I think we're a little bit, I think you're to blame for that.
Now we know. Now we know how Jerry Rosberg really went over.
Can you imagine that interview? Can you imagine? He probably had a great speech ready.
I bet he just went on and on and on and on.
I love Colorado. Love the mountains. I'm ready to plant these seeds. Watch them grow. I traveled 1,000 miles to plant my seed.
Okay, Jerry, there's a hyperbaric chamber with your name written on it. I think you can go check that out now. I bet Greg Penner at the end of it was like, checking his watch.
Looking at his phone.
Seeing where Harbaugh is on Google Maps. Because Jerry's keep talking. He's going to just keep going and going and going. All right, Jerry.
We'll call you.
Yeah, that's great. Great stuff, Jerry. Great stuff.
They had to finally put it out there because he just kept texting him.
You won't leave it alone.
He just kept leaving him on red. He's like, I just see you guys are reading it. What's going on? Is there another one? Is there someone else?
Hey, dude, you're assuming Jerry Rosberg understands how to text.
I bet he does. Man, come on.
When you think about it,
if Bill Kolar sending me emojis and stuff, I bet he can... He can text.
I don't know, though. He did say how close he was to the Harbaughs. He made a big deal about that. That was him bucking for a job, too. He saw where that tide was turning.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to, get in there, too. Hey, man, the guy just wanted back in. The guy just...
Yeah.
Just hyperbaric chambers and 3 years at home was just... he just...
And where was he living?
With his wife.
Where, though?
Whatever. Maryland. He's back in Maryland.
KJ.
He's back in Maryland.
You see how he really feels about Rosberg right now. Just look at
him. If I was his wife, I would just beat him up when he came home. Right when he walked in the door, start beating him up.
Hey, she's happiest when I'm not home. 34 years together, can you imagine?
I don't know how she does it.
All right.
She's a saint.
We'll get to the Mel Kiper news. Jerry Rosberg, you'll be... you are here, too. This is The Drive on the Fan.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you, guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and T-Mac on Denver Sports Station.
Trying to get off the mud, boys.
104.3 The Fan.
Good.
Off that mud.
I'm not going to give you a hard time, though, because I know it's brutal. It's a bad habit. Started college?
I started when I was 14.
Right, of course. What am I saying? What was I thinking? So Jerry Rosberg, huh?
Jack Daniels and Chew.
That's when the JD came to play?
Yeah.
Oh, really? JD not.
I got bad food poisoning that night.
What do you think about Rosberg?
Ate some raw chicken.
Rosberg getting the Ziggy.
I mean, come on. Did we really think that that was realistic? We all knew that was happening.
We laughed at it.
That was just them giving us a little nibble so we don't chew through the concrete.
We have a promo running where you and I are laughing about it.
It is funny.
The morning show he's third on their list.
And they're like, you guys know nothing. That shows you everything you need to know. We know nothing.
Right.
Because they're not giving us anything.
Our guy Mason, he'll be here in less than an hour. He wrote a whole column about how it would work.
Wasted his time. Huge waste.
I mean, we had fun with the Zoakley show in their, you know, interim 1 year. That was a fun
thing. Yeah, it was fun to talk about. Yeah. It makes for good radio.
But literally, we were saying we're pro that opinion because our slogan was Junk It With Jerry and Wreck It With Rosberg. And we were fantasizing about going 2-15 and drafting Drake May and Caleb Williams. I wouldn't say that's a strong endorsement. And now it's
a kibosh on that.
Quick. Yeah, really. That's interesting, huh?
It's funny how the day after, right, they say that. You think they're not listening?
Yeah, they may be paying attention.
We know you're listening.
That's all right.
We know you're listening.
Here's a great idea. Rosberg, bling, bling, ESPN. This is a good source. Well, he's not coming back. Okay, you got that Twitter beep. I don't mean to laugh.
What did he just do? What was that?
That was me sending a secret voice message to ESPN from the Broncos.
Through the correct channels.
That's right.
the legal proper channels.
Whatever the proper channels are. You're right, though, man. Everybody's getting ants in their pants because there's not enough good information out there. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Everybody's just anxious. You know, everybody's, something's got to break here.
Because it's the biggest, there's a lot of teams that are looking for a coach.
It's crazy.
There's a coaching carousel going on right now. There was this meeting earlier in the year with the owners where they talked about how much money is being spent on coaches. And it's like, hey, we just want to let you know, wasting a lot of money. Maybe take your time this next time around. And I think that was the message. Take your time. Get the right guy. And what did I tell you? They aren't going to make a decision until after the Super Bowl, and I really do think that that's the case. Because there's no rush. What is the rush? Why rush into something? They did this already. We have to learn our lessons from what the previous owners and previous coaches and previous GMs have done. You don't rush into things. You take your time. You figure it out who you really want, who fits best. Bring them in for a real interview. And maybe that's why there's no interviews, because people have things going on. Maybe they're waiting for these two Super Bowl teams to get done so that they can see what kind of coaches they can get off of those staffs.
The word out of the Colts is they're doing 7 second interviews in person.
Yeah,
7.
I believe it. Irsay's probably pooping in all their toilets.
And Jeff Saturday's got one of them, and we'll go from there.
I'd like to see what Jeff Saturday could do with a full offseason and a whole, getting his whole, doing everything he wants the way to do.
Maybe that'll be the case.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I just want to point out the guy third on the list of the morning show has been declared out
of all of them.
They don't want him back in the building as a special teams guy.
Maybe he was either head coach or he just doesn't want to do it,
That could be the case, too.
And I could see him being like, look, man, I'm either the head coach or I don't want to do it.
I think you're right on that.
And they were probably like, all right, see ya.
Okay, good enough.
See ya. See you later, Jerry.
And I'm pumping the Jim Harbaugh thing, and I like what the Zoakley show has put it out there, because until you hear a new contract, and if you're really this dissatisfied, because it's 4 o'clock, clearly it's not going to be David Shaw either, okay? Clearly, it's not going to be David Shaw, Derek. David Shaw, boy, talk about when you apply to schools, he is your safety school. David Shaw is so I'm not going to say it's done. I think Sean Payton is done. I think Dan Quinn is mostly done. And when Pro Football Talk came out with it's going to be D'Amico Ryans or David Shaw, hey, okay, that's interesting. That's kind of consistent with some of the things that we've heard, but it's 4:20. Hey, Colorado. It's 4:20 right now, and we've heard nothing. I know. Giggle like a kid. Yeah. I just said
4:20. I'm so glad you did it.
I just said 4:20.
It's awesome.
I know.
He's still hip. He's still cool.
I try my best. You haven't heard about David Shaw? You would have heard.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't hear about anything.
You would have heard.
What about Stanford? Do we have anybody at Stanford that we could talk to?
Do you think we have people at Stanford?
I mean, not me, for sure.
You think, really? You're giving me way too much credit.
I'm not even allowed near San Francisco.
I know my son.
I have an assault charge there still.
I know my son, who's 20.
On a quarterback named Cam Newton.
Yeah, I'm going right there this weekend to see him play. We're 2 miles from the stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. 2 miles.
We'll walk down
the lane. What was the name of the hotel?
Marriott? I don't know.
I should just stay there.
It's like a Marriott, yeah.
Was it a Ramada or a Marriott?
It was a Marriott. The Ramada is the one that is by the private airport here that we would stay at for training camp with the bed bugs.
Okay. I'm sure they appreciated that right there.
Well, yeah, okay. I think they did like a whole they ripped that the whole place apart.
Oh, let's hope.
I hope so, because it was bad.
Mel Kiper did real quick. Why is Shaw so much better than Rosberg? Because at least he led a program. For whatever you want to say his record was at Stanford, and there's a lot of David Shaw naysayers out there, but there is something to being the boss and being in charge of an entire program. You have to have a philosophical approach to how you want things done. If you just oversee special teams for 19 years, it's like being at your company and your biggest job is to making sure there's enough coffee filters. Like, I guess it has to be done, but seriously, somebody could just put a paper towel in there and it would probably do the trick. It's just not that big of a job. Not really. It's not like being in charge of something. And David Shaw, for whatever you want to say about him, was at least in charge of something. The boss. The buck stopped with him. And that is a big difference between a guy and who's never done it.
Yeah. Because he might not be comfortable doing that. Yeah, and that's the thing. We don't want any warm-up time. Or do we? Do we want to tank with some warm-up? Warm-up tank.
What are we doing here?
A little warm-up tank. You know what I'm saying? A little two-year tank fest.
And that's why I say just be aggressive and go after Harbaugh again.
Go get him.
Go get him.
Go on, get him.
Go get to Michigan. Go get him.
Tell Michigan, go on, get.
Yeah, go get him. Enough. You know, like, I get it. This is hard. Because right now, hey, man, right now, it looks like it's D'Amico Ryans and that's it. Right now for the Broncos, it really feels like, Derek, it's D'Amico Ryans. And maybe D'Amico Ryans is great. I don't know. I don't know the dude at all. But he would be a first-time coach.
But he was a former player.
He was. There's a lot of good things to him on the surface.
And he's coming from a place with great culture, and they know how to win.
I'll tell you what's crazy. If you do bring in D'Amico Ryans, it could open a really interesting door. It could open a really interesting door, and I'll run that past you coming up next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
Oh, I appreciate it. On the text line, D-Mac, great open letter to Mr. Penner. Fun stuff. DenverSports.com, read all about it. Trying to help out, Gregor. My man Greg Penner, trying to help him out. He has yet to call me for some advice, so I thought I'd just write him a little note, Derek, and just, you know.
Waiting for old Bobby to call me. Go do a little duck hunting.
Well, see, you guys are pals. You guys figured it out. I think we would be bros if Greg were just to give me a holler. But I heard the Stokely show, talking about Jim Harbaugh. I'm like, all right. I think you go back to it. And if you get that, you can bring in David Shaw to be part of the staff. And off we go with a little edge, a little competition for Russ, a situation where Jim Harbaugh managed things with Alex Smith and with Colin Kaepernick and Super Bowls and all that stuff. Circle back. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Go get yourself a Harbaugh. Go get it.
Go get him.
Go and get.
Go and get him.
And you can read about it at Denver Sports.
Oh, look at Richie.
Yeah, you know why? Can you
suited
guess
and
why?
Booted.
I know why. Do you know? Can you guess why? There's always a theme. There's always a reason.
Probably had some kind of meeting, I'm guessing.
Rooftop, do you want to come in and explain yourself? Richie's in a three-piece suit, tie, vest.
It looks taut, too.
Your workout partner. Yep. Got to keep working out to fit in that suit, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. It's called.
Do you know Richie has his own tailor?
I
got a guy.
If you wear suits, you should have a tailor.
Yeah.
You don't want to look silly.
Yeah.
You want to explain why you're so dressed up?
Well, I'm not dressed up solely for the reason that you think I'm dressed.
Oh, you're not?
No.
I thought you were.
Oh, is he going on a date?
No, it's a two-part thing, Friday.
Here, with the mic up.
It's a two-part thing. So, one, I did wear this in part because I had to do a bachelor update on Coffee Break this morning. Rachel and Will asked me to come on and give a breakdown for him.
But he dressed up in a suit. I thought that was the only reason.
No.
Because he was doing a bachelor update on Coffee Break with Rachel.
Now, to D-Mac's credit, I would wear this just for something like that. So I'm not saying, if I do something, I'm going to do it 100%.
So there was a real business reason?
There's a career fair at the Colorado Media School that we had a table at. So that's where I've been for the last few hours.
Okay.
So,
how'd the recruiting go?
How'd that go?
It's good, man.
You want to work for nothing?
You want to have a pointless career that your parents are going to be embarrassed by? Hey, let me tell you all about it.
Yeah. Well, you'll be living with them, so you can discuss it anytime you want.
Hey, recruiting fair. Did you play 10 years in the NFL? Ah, sorry.
Oh.
We don't get a spot for you.
In that case.
How many mountain lions have you bagged?
Is that how it wins? Is that basically how it
wins? Honestly, I feel like you basically just summed up the last 3 hours of my life. Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Yeah, that was on my list of questions was, have you or do you intend to kill a mountain lion at some point?
We had this debate at the radio station. Who would be good looking enough, I guess, because it's, you know, there's no deeper thing than how good looking you are to actually be on The Bachelor or be on The Bachelorette and be one of the bachelors. Who could cut the mustard of people that work here at the radio station?
I mean, Richie would be a great candidate for
that's
Bachelor.
What we thought. But look how short he is.
Wow, Richie.
Yeah.
I'm 5'9", and I'm not even going to – I gave 3/4 on Coffee Break because I'm taller than 5'9", but not tall enough to be 5'10", so I'm just going to round it out. Jake did the research for you. I don't know if you saw it, but the shortest bachelor was 5'10", so I would set a new record. I would set a new record, but it wouldn't be by that much. I could wear thick insole shoes.
So I was just taking a guess on that. So you would be the shortest contestant ever.
I would be.
We basically said Nate Jackson should just be on The Bachelor. He's like the perfect – he's that –
I mean, he was on a reality dating show in real life. Like,
yeah.
He did it once. It wasn't The Bachelor.
You know who else could cut it? Zach Bye could cut it. Zach Bye could do it.
Well, he's got the height. That's
he
sure.
does. He does. He's got the looks. He's got the height. He could do it. Drew, you're too old, too weird looking with the beard.
Nate, he's a whole younger than Nate Jackson.
KJ, you're too short. I'm way too short. Way too ugly.
That's a good point.
Looking.
He was the first thing he wanted to do was rail on my height. I was like, D-Mac, last time we had a conversation, I feel like I was looking down a little.
Looking down at you.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
what do you mean I'm insane looking? I would crush it on that show. You kidding me? It'd be the highest ratings ever.
Oh yeah. Hometown date.
I'd be out there crushing hearts too.
Too much.
Because I'm married. Here's the plot twist. He's married.
Yeah. Orlando would do all right. Skinny Orlando. Have you seen like the suits Orlando wears? Orlando dresses nice.
He's got a few from my guy.
Orlando would be all right on The Bachelor. He'd do all right. Chad's too old. You're Mark is really
Chad's in phenomenal shape.
Sorry, Orlando, but you're not doing great on that show. Sorry.
Wow.
He's not doing great.
Why?
I just don't think I don't think it's going to do great.
I think Orlando would do. Why wouldn't he do well?
Never mind.
I think Orlando would do all right.
Never mind. I should have kept my mouth shut.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to find yourself some Orlando heat.
Bring it, skinny boy.
Yeah, it's true. He's less.
He's just little now.
He's little. We can,
yeah, but it wouldn't even be fair.
That's the TV show. They like the skinny pants and the suits and all that.
I wear suits. What are you talking about? You didn't see me on Tucker?
If they have.
Sharp.
They have Lumberjack Bachelor.
No.
Farmers only Bachelor.
Derek to make. They have a show, a new one coming out. Farmer Needs a Wife. That's a thing.
No. If they have Arkansas Bachelorette, sign you up. If
Arkansas.
Derek just needs to make it to the final four so that Christina M., the content creator who's 27 years old, gets to take Derek to her hometown to meet the family and the parents. And that's a fun conversation with Dad. Opening the door, it's like, oh. Okay.
Oh, hey. You brought a Viking.
Hey, random.
Where'd you come from? Ragnarok?
Random scale. You don't have to show any bias. Scale of 1 to 10 in terms of embarrassment that the news has come out that Rosberg is no longer wanted in the building for any reason, that he was number 3 on Mike and Mark's list.
Oh, Embarrassment, no. I understand the reasons Mark was going for behind it, but I'll still say that, like, he wouldn't have been third on my list, so maybe, like, a four. I don't think it's that, because I agree with
honorable
what Derek
discharge.
Said. I agree with what Derek said. He probably was just like, hey, I did this, but I'm not going to stick around and be a special teams coordinator on the new staff. I'd rather just go try to do something somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rooftop. You look good.
See you, Rich.
He would do good on The Bachelor.
Oh, I'd crush it.
He would do good. He is the perfect type of guy to go on that show. Yeah. Because he has the right attitude.
Oh, I'd be terrible on there. It'd be awful.
Yeah. You'd be a mess. It'd be ridiculous.
Especially, like, single me. When I was single, it would have been real bad.
You would break up. You would leave the show.
I'd just be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
What month? September? No, I'm going elk hunting.
You wouldn't give yourself the rose. Somehow you would get thrown off or kick yourself
off.
There's
a show idea. They have to come out to the elk woods and impress me.
Oh, so you're the bachelor.
Yes.
And they're all trying to get with you.
Yeah.
All right, that's a little bit more interesting. That's a little bit more interesting. Psycho Bachelor.
Why am I a psycho?
Have you seen a mirror?
It doesn't make you a psycho.
It helps.
No.
The Viking look with the tattoos? The heights, the size? The endless amount of t-shirts with animals on them?
Antlers.
Do you own a t-shirt that does not have some form of animal on it?
Yeah.
That's not a tank top.
Yeah. I do.
I haven't seen it.
There's like five. Like five t-shirts like that.
Jake Shapiro will be in here in just a little bit to go over what the Nuggets got going on. Kind of a weird night. Andrew Mason wrote about Jerry Rosberg and other stuff. He'll bring in after 5 o'clock. Very quickly, let me go over Mel Kiper's mock draft for you in terms of the Broncos. Because how you're dealing with things. So they're at 29 right now, Derek. And here is who they're picking. This is Mel Kiper. Isaiah Foskey. Have you ever heard of him? No. Who has? I haven't. He's an outside linebacker, defensive end from Notre Dame. But listen to this. Listen to the reasons why they're picking him. Denver traded away picks. Russell Wilson got back one. Blah, 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 blah. Suddenly, when you look at this depth chart, there's no Chubb or Von Miller exploding off the edge. So you got Baron Browning and you got Randy Gregory, right? And Jonathan Cooper.
And Benito.
And Nick Benito. Forget about
him. So you do have young guys that just need time to develop.
All right, let's see.
Listen, Baron Browning is going to be an animal.
Okay, let me follow the logic then, because maybe this isn't the way to go. Even though defensive coordinator Ejiro Evero did a great job with what he had this season, because it's a little too late in round one to find a surefire offensive line starter.
I thought he was going
to
say a Sherpa.
I like what Foskey would bring to the Broncos, and he talks about Foskey. But here's another review, Derek, where they're saying, we can't find depth at the offensive line. We don't have enough talent. It doesn't go that deep into the first round that we can find offensive line help. What if that's the case? What if it's done by 29? What do you do with the offensive line?
Then you trade that pick.
You trade the pick.
Yeah. You get a couple of guys in later rounds that are developmental guys.
Like your draft, yep. Theoretically.
And I wasn't developmental, though. I came in there took that job.
You still want to get starters in the second round. But I could see that. Also, there's a free agent that's been talked about linked to the Broncos, Saquon Barkley.
Ooh.
What would you think?
That fires me up.
If you had Saquon Barkley,
ooh,
Latavius Murray, and Javonte Williams.
You got a three-headed monster.
And maybe Edmonds, too. Chase Edmonds, you'd have. Maybe there's four guys like that, and you roll with those four guys.
Yeah, and that you have a guy that's on practice squad.
Yep. Right? I mean, because we're not sure that Javonte's going to be good to go
right
off.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
we don't know. He might. He's going to
start on PUP, probably.
Yeah.
So you start him on PUP.
But you have you got two great backs ready to go.
You like that?
Yes.
Is that what?
I love that. When I was listening to like First Take or something, they were talking about Saquon, and I was like, man, I think Denver should just like try to sneak in there and get him.
Well, I don't think it would be very sneaky. He's definitely, they're looking at Denver. Like that's a target for Saquon Barkley.
Maybe use that pick.
I actually love that move, man.
Maybe use that pick and give it to him and get Saquon. Come on over.
Well, he's a free agent. You wouldn't have to give up.
Oh, he's not. I thought he had one more year.
Mm-mm-mm. Free agent.
Oh.
How about that?
So they are going to have to pay him.
Yep. That's the question.
So you could. You never know, though, what's going to happen here. There could be an offensive lineman that drops down there that is worth getting.
See, the Giants are in a pickle right now because Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are up. So, you know.
Here, take Russ. We'll take both of them.
That would be amazing. Oh, that's a trade I would do.
Yeah, here's a first-round pick and Russell Wilson.
For Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones?
One more guy. Who else?
So you oh, man.
And Cortland Sutton.
You know, that's so funny you say that, because one of the teams I thought Russ was going to go to was New York.
That's his market. I don't know why he wouldn't.
I thought they were done with Daniel Jones. I thought Sierra would love New York City. And I was like, well, there you go. That's absolutely perfect.
That's why it makes you think they must have promised him a
oh, my God. Can contract. You imagine if you could do that deal?
Oh.
Could you?
Danny
is that?
Danny Dimes, Saquon.
Because the money's big
Jim
for
Jim Harbaugh.
The money's big for Russ and Daniel Jones right now anyway.
Yeah.
So the money's like, I mean, it's way more for Russ. But, you know, oh, I would do that in a heartbeat. Russell Wilson's contract and Russell Wilson for Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Like a sign and trade sort of deal for the Giants. They'd sign and trade Daniel Jones, and then you pick up Saquon Barkley on the market. Just pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. You believe enough in Daniel Jones to do that?
I believe enough in...
Well, you don't have to for 1 year then, too.
Yeah,
because exactly. you just take the
take a chance, No long term commitment there.
There's no way the Giants would do that. You know why the Giants would do it? Wouldn't do it?
Why?
They'd have to have Russell Wilson. We'll have Jake Shapiro coming with you next.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
This is crazy what's going on with the Nuggets tonight. This is wild. I'll let Jake Shapiro break the news from DenverSports.com. Jake on the Nuggets beat. Go ahead, Jake. Lay out for us what's happening tonight with the Nuggets in Milwaukee.
Well, if you live in Wisconsin and you want to see the reigning two-time MVP face the former reigning two-time MVP, you better hope they face each other in the NBA Finals, because the NBA has absolutely screwed y'all with scheduling. The Nuggets on a second night of a back-to-back, they're resting Joker, Jamal, KCP, MPJ, but you'll get to see Bones and you'll get to see Aaron Gordon.
So, four of the five starters for the Denver Nuggets, and they're all healthy, by the way, everybody. They're all actually healthy.
Just resting.
Are resting tonight against Giannis. Is that right, Jake?
Yeah, and Giannis, Middleton, and Drew actually played their first game together, all three of them, for the first time this season. Earlier this week. And while we look ahead a little bit, Joel Embiid versus Nikola Jokic is supposedly coming up Saturday afternoon on ABC. Joel Embiid is a game time decision tonight and might not play. So
he'll be all right by Saturday.
We'll see.
That is on ABC on Saturday afternoon. He's playing a home game for them too. And Jokic, and that's a cool game. That's a really cool game, and it will be a fun test for the Nuggets. So let's just talk about Bones here for a second. Do you think this is a showcase game for Bones Highland in future trade conversations?
No, I don't. It is a good opportunity for him against Drew Holiday, who's one of the better defenders in the NBA at the guard spot. But I think teams know what they're going to get with Bones Highland if he is healthy. He missed last night's game with a finger sprain that's been affecting him now for the better part of the month. There's a couple trades that work with Bones, but in reality, no matter what, if you're trading Bones, unless you're packaging him with another player like MPJ, you're getting less value back. So I think the Miami Heat would trade Caleb Martin for Bones in a second, and that's the kind of deal that the Nuggets would be doing. So, no, I wouldn't say this is a showcase game for Bones, but it could be a little bit of a showcase slash stat padding game for Aaron Gordon's All-Star case.
Derek and Jake, I want to ask both you guys this, just as an open conversation here. Is this example of what the Nuggets really feel like they have to do tonight a reason why the NBA should simply cut back to 72 games instead of 82 and not have any 3-4 nights and any back-to-backs? Derek?
They got to rest their guys. I mean, why is we even having an argument about it? What does it matter?
Jake, do you think they should just simply cut the schedule back? So you really see? Here's what I feel.
It's
bad.
Okay to play those games because like, you get looks at other guys.
I saw this video,
you know, but your starters don't have to play the entire every game all season long.
Well, and they don't, and they're not. I saw this, you know, little sad video of like a 10-year-old kid. I traveled 4,400 miles to see Jimmy Butler play basketball, and he was having a rest night. You know, parents got to figure out those back to backs, I guess. But I mean, what are we doing here, Jake, with this league and the schedule that so often this happens during the regular season? It's a ripoff for the fans, isn't it?
Yeah, it sucks for the fans. And, like, if you want to see LeBron and you're, you know, looking at the Laker game in Denver, you got to, like, know where the Lakers are traveling to, if it's a back-to-back. Like, you got to, like, do some research.
Yeah, think about
if you're a fan, what do you want most?
No, but think about all those poor Broncos players who foolishly got floor tickets and didn't get to see LeBron play.
Who cares?
Don't we feel bad for them?
What is the ultimate goal for your team? To win a championship?
I want to see Giannis play Jokic. Like, that would be awesome. But I'm also at the point where I would rather Nikola Jokic sit out Saturday's game against Joel Embiid because I don't care. I've seen Nikola Jokic play Joel Embiid. He's crushed Joel Embiid time and time again. I want the Nuggets to win a title, and Derek's absolutely right. It doesn't even matter if you shorten the schedule and you take out 3-4 and back-to-backs and stuff like that. Guys are going to rest no matter what.
Huh?
I can give you the stats, D-Mac and Derek. The last couple championship winners going back to Toronto, the last five, their star player on all those teams, Steph, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, mm-hmm. all those star players, the most games any of them played was 63. You just don't play.
Wow.
You just don't play that much.
Okay. All right, Jake. I appreciate anything else we should know. I mean, I don't know what to say about this game tonight. I mean, winning would be a miracle, right? I mean, it would be ridiculous to actually consider winning this game, right?
Well, there's two awesome games in the NBA tonight if you want to watch basketball and you don't want to watch the Nuggets play. Golden State plays Memphis later tonight. That's like a 10 out of 10 type game. And then you've got Philadelphia against Boston earlier on tonight, too. So two awesome games, or Philadelphia against Brooklyn, I'm sorry. But two awesome games in the NBA tonight.
But this isn't one of them.
Well, it would have been one of them, but it's not. Which also, again, with the NBA scheduling, you have two of the best matchups in the NBA. You would have had three, so six of your best teams playing, only two of them on national television, and the Nuggets and Bucks weren't one of them. So your two MVPs weren't even going to be on national television. They were going to be overshadowed by two other games.
Appreciate it, Jake Shapiro, DenverSports.com. Read all about it. It's a stinker tonight, but the game on Saturday is pretty fun on ABC against the 76ers. KJ, man, do you care about this stuff? I think it's embarrassing for the league. But maybe you're right, Derek. Like, how do you get around it? Guys are going to rest no matter what, I suppose. So do we just...
It's an opportunity to get a look at your other guys. Like, it's...
This is it. This is just how we
like,
roll.
And you're worried about the fans. Like, oh, yeah, I came to see a certain player. Who cares? Do you want to win a championship or not?
Oh, man.
Derek, as a player, I understand where you're coming from. But I think you're in a weird situation because the NBA has been working so hard to get their fan base back after the little China-U.S. thing that happened a couple of years ago. And so I think, honestly, the NBA wants to appease its fans as much as possible. That doesn't mean that you've been to their every
knee. Oh, I think the NBA hates it. I think the NBA,
they're in a weird situation where I don't think they're going to have
a
choice.
What do you do?
Here in about 3 to 5 years, they're going to have to cut the season back. You say 72. I think they need to cut it back to 60. That way,
they should too. Make it way more competitive.
That way, you cut it down.
Every game is more competitive.
I absolutely hate the idea of an in-season tournament. Cut that out. Just cut the season down to 60. Start at Christmas. You'll be done by June.
Whoa! Start at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like my hoops in, like, November and December. Start at Christmas.
I kind of do,
it's
too, but the reality...
Worthless hoops.
The reality is their ratings don't even matter because football is just absolutely
dominating
their tail. So...
I always thought the NHL should finish in March. Like, the stupidest thing ever. How about the fact we were in Tampa? I mean, it was like 105 degrees. I'm walking around Tampa. You can't even go outside. You're sweating your off. They can't even keep the ice, you know, going. You're in Tampa. Well, I'm in Florida. It's 100 degrees. And I'm there for the hockey final? I mean, no, we were into it. But no wonder the rest of the country gets tapped out.
D-Mac, at any point, did you get sick while you were there?
No, I did not. Why?
I asked because you go from a super cold arena to being human outside. Yeah, I can understand how that.
Well, the one thing in traveling in sort of the COVID time, I mean, things are clean. You know, in general, let's just talk about, you know, general health. Let's not go down COVID and vaccines. You should wash your hands and clean things up more as human beings. So the one thing about traveling during that time, dude.
I just sit here with the hand sanitizer nonstop.
It's not a bad idea. There's germs all over the place. I'm not talking about...
Yeah, I mean, your phone is disgusting.
I swear to God, I don't think I got...
I see people chewing on their fingernails nonstop. And
I don't think I got sick when I was traveling because everything was, like, as clean as it's ever been.
Remember when COVID first started and there was just no one outside? It was, it was awesome. Wild. No traffic ever.
There's nothing to do. But you can go
outside. All kinds of stuff to do.
Well, you can go outside, you know, get outside and do something.
Yeah.
You know, walk around or something.
That's great.
Yeah. I went cycling a lot. I was on my bike a ton.
Oh, it was awesome.
You know, like past people. I don't want to get political, but I really did wonder about people with masks on while they were on a bicycle.
Or in a car by themselves.
That's the one that always gets me. I'm like, who are you afraid of getting sick of yourself? Like, you're not driving.
I'm not trying to be political here, but I'm on my bike and
it's not political. It's common sense. My underwear doesn't stop the fart.
I mean, okay?
All right. You're going to smell it.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.